even before we called this segment the Banana Report, we have had Heidi all the way back to the Blind Line days, even before ACB Radio. We had her as a three-year-old getting into trouble for spilling the beans about my birthday present. And such is the circle of life that here are Heidi and Henry. Welcome.
Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome. Well, why don't you start us off, Henry, because it's been a very interesting day as we're recording this on Sunday afternoon, which is the day before the show goes to air. So do you want to give us a bit of a TikTok, Henry?
Oh, so today I told Heidi we were going on a picnic, just, you know, as what she knew as a celebration of her upcoming birthday.
Yeah, which is on Thursday.
Yeah.
Yes.
And what she didn't know is that I'd brought a ring and I was proposing to her.
And I said yes.
Isn't that just the most amazing thing? I'm glad you said yes, because it was stressing me out.
I'm amazed anyone doubted I would say anything but yes.
Well, you know, the only thing is you do know your own mind very well, and you won't be pushed into anything that you're not ready for. Yeah, I know that about
that's
you.
That's true.
And so I didn't think there might be a slight chance that you'd say, well, you know, I love you a lot, Henry, but I'm not quite, you know, it's all very daunting or something. Yeah. Traumatizing, that's your favourite word.
Traumatizing.
Getting engaged is too traumatizing. So I did. Now, this has been something that I have been sitting on for some time, and poor Henry, I have to say.
How long have you known?
Is it 2 or 3 weeks, Henry?
I think it's three.
I have to tell you a terrible story, Heidi.
Oh, no.
Because I was expecting a package, and you know, when you go into our little foyer at Mosin House, there's a little bit of echo, like a bit of bounce.
Yeah.
And that is really bad for hearing aids when you get a bit of echo and bounce. Anyway, so the doorbell rang in the middle of the day, and I was expecting this package, and so I answer the door, and there's this guy at the other side saying something, and I'm saying, pardon? He says it again. I said, I'm sorry, what did you say? Finally, I get it, and he says, it's Henry. And I said, well, Henry, I'm sorry, I wasn't expecting you, that's all. I said, what can I do for you? And he said, I've come to ask for your daughter's hand in marriage. And I said, oh, well, I guess you'd better come in then. So we went up, we had a really good conversation.
Yeah.
And so, you know, kudos to – that must have been a very nerve-wracking thing, Henry. I admire you for doing that the right way. That was
It was definitely more nerve-wracking than actually asking Heidi.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Then I must have done a good job of being the intimidating father of the girlfriend thing, because yeah. there's nothing wrong with that, because I can still remember what I was like when I was a teenage boy. So, you know, yeah. But you've been around a while.
Four and a half years.
Yeah. So you guys have had a good gestation period or something like that. Now, yeah. Everybody want to know, tell us about the ring. Give us a good audio description, Heidi.
Okay, so it has a gold band and a diamond set in the middle. And what sort of cut is it, Henry? Do you know? I can't remember. You didn't tell me.
I didn't actually get the cut. I just chose the prettiest ring.
You just chose the prettiest ring. Anyway, it's very sparkly, and it's a gold band with a diamond in the middle.
Sparkly. Ooh, do we know what the carat is?
I believe it's 9 carat.
Ooh, that's epic, isn't it? Epic. And so I'm just trying to think of all the things that we've asked before we came down on the Banana Report. So there's no date set at this point. We're just kind of basking for a second.
Yeah, well, yeah. It's only been a couple of hours. Yeah. I can't have everything organised.
Did you have an inkling it might be happening, Heidi?
Not really. Because it wasn't too spontaneous because it was my birthday. And, I mean, sorry, Henry, but you're not the most spontaneous sometimes. But
I'm aware of this.
There was enough of a ruse around it that I had no idea what was going on. I honestly thought we were just having a picnic to celebrate my birthday.
Well, your mum and I were having a chat yesterday, and she said, I've just let it drop into the conversation that we like Henry a lot, and I said, it's funny, I've been doing exactly the same thing and just letting Heidi know that we actually do quite approve of Henry. So your mum and I were having a little laugh there and saying, I hope she's got the hint that did you ask Henry? Had he checked with the parentals? Or?
Yeah, I did. I think my exact wording was, who else was in on this?
So that's great. So What is it about Henry that's stolen your heart, Heidi?
He's very kind and understanding and patient with me. And he's very good at fixing things, which is nice. Yeah. I don't know. And he just loves me for who I am, and that's really important.
That is important. Him. If you can be yourself without any pretensions and things, that's important. And what about you, Henry? Yeah. All the girls in the world, you pick this one. My little girl.
She's the most amazing girl I've ever seen.
Yeah. I agree helpful. With you. Yeah.
She's really helpful. Like, she's helped me lots with my recent
studies.
Yeah. As well as, like, you know, any issues I've had in the past with, you know, talking about work issues or whatever and stuff. So she's just been really supportive.
You're a team, aren't you, really? You're a good team. And, you know, the challenges ahead, you'll both have careers, and it will be important to make sure you're able to make those sync up where necessary and make sure that you both have the opportunities you feel you need and all those sorts of things. But I've got absolute confidence you'll meet all of those challenges. We couldn't be more thrilled for both of you. And I know all of the people who, you know, listen to this show and have done for years and years, Heidi, and remember you as a 3-year-old, will just be thinking, this is incredible that we've heard you all these years and here you are getting ready to be married. Yeah. It's really exciting. And there's already positioning going on all the various siblings. So I think Nicola's angling for bridesmaid, right? And she'll be a bridesmaid,
Nicola
won't she?
Will definitely be a bridesmaid. There's no doubt about that.
Yep.
I don't know if there's any of Henry's siblings that have definite positions.
Well, your youngest sister, Henry, will be a flower girl, I think, wouldn't she?
Yeah. She's about the right age. She's 7.
So. Yeah.
And my brother, he'll probably be the ring bearer.
Right. Yeah. Have you got a best man in mind at this point?
I'm thinking my Ryan, my flatmate.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah.
But I'm not entirely sure at this point.
It's a big responsibility being best man, you know. You've got to make sure you get to wherever you're getting married on time and look after any function that you have the night before.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, I can quite honestly tell you that Father of the Bride is a role I have never played before. So this is all new to me too. But, we're very thrilled. And you're currently doing the good thing about this Banana Report is you know there's a big, like about a 14-hour gap or so between when we record this and when it gets played, so you've got lots of time to tell other Everyone. Friends and family and things before it goes out to the rest of the world.
Yeah.
But congratulations to both of you. I know that there'll be people will be probably shedding a few tears who've listened to you for a long time. We haven't been able to get Henry on here too often.
Tears.
I'm sure you did, and it's nice to shed tears of happiness, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know we haven't been successful in getting you on the Banana Report for too often, Henry. But this is a good one to break the rule, break the trend. All right, well, congratulations to you both. Do you guys have a song? Like, is there a song about your, you know, that's your song? You know how sometimes couples have a song that speaks to them or that's special to them because they heard it at a particular time or anything like that?
Yeah. Not that we can think of.
No.
Well, I'll have to think of something appropriate to play.
Okay.
Yeah, all right. Hey, thank you for stopping by and for doing this. Yeah. I know that a lot of people who've been tuned in for a long time will be thrilled for you both. All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.